The Afghan interim government has called on the international community to help the earthquake victims, which has claimed more than 2,000 lives. Around 2,000 people have been killed and many more injured after a series of earthquakes flattened the remote town of Naharin in northern Afghanistan late on Monday night and Tuesday morning. Interior Minister Yunus Kanuni, before flying to the quake-ravaged area, described the disaster as heart-rending, adding that the government was unable to cope with the scale of disaster.
It is beyond the interim government to deal with this tragedy. We ask all international agencies to help us in this situation.
Spokesman for the interim government, Yusuf Nuristani, in a press conference said, Naharin, which was closest to the epicenter in the rugged Hindu Kush mountains, has been completely destroyed.
Several reports coming in from the area. Deaths are estimated at around 1,800 and more than 2,000 are wounded. As you see, Baghlan, the epicenter of the earthquake was south of Naharin city. An old city of Naharin has been completely destroyed.
The Western aid agencies in the region, however, feel they are well equipped to cope with the humanitarian disaster.
The feeling is that much of the food, the tents, the blankets, materials that will be needed are already available in the north, in Puli Kumri and in Mazar. So we expect to be able to respond even more fully once we know the situation.
Earthquakes are relatively frequent in the Hindu Kush mountain range. In 1998, two earthquakes killed about 8,500 people and destroyed tens of thousands of houses in Takhar and Badakhshan provinces. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.